This TFMR podcast is brought to you by your friends at JM Bullion. Visit jmbullion.com for all your gold and silver bullion needs. Hello again from TF Metals Report, and welcome once again to your weekly podcast highlights for the week of April 22 to 26 of 2024. Again, a daily podcast summary, just one of the benefits you receive as a member of TF Metals Report. All kinds of analysis through the day that we wrap up with a podcast, so you stay on top of things. Please check us out, tfmetalsreport.com, a subscription just $15 a month. And at least in my opinion, that's money well spent. As the week began on Monday the 22nd, we took a pretty sharp punch to the stomach after some margin hikes in Shanghai, some margin hikes in New York on the COMEX, for some mass liquidations. COMEX gold down nearly $70 on the day on Monday, and it usually takes a while to recover from that sort of big red candle. Would it be a long, drawn-out, sideways consolidation from here, or will the pullback be relatively short and brief? Well, we'll see about that. That was all part of what we discussed on Monday, April 22nd. This is just gold with its RSI on it. Again, as of today, gold's RSI is now all the way down. It was 83 a couple weeks ago. It's now all the way down to 58. Silver's down to 55. Okay, so we're already working a lot of that off. But notice, again, these are what are called these double tops in December and again in March. And they came with declining momentum. See the momentum at the bottom? See how those lines are pointing downward? The slope is negative. Okay, same thing now. Double top, the sloping negative. Okay, so what's going to happen next? That's the question, right? In December, we went up, got smashed on December the 3rd, rallied back after the Fed meeting and double topped the end of December. That double top then led to this period of January and February where nothing happened. But then look at the double top last month. Okay, again, declining momentum, double top. But then we blasted through. We didn't spend 2 months wandering around going sideways. Remember all that time between 2000 and 2080? We didn't spend any of that. We just double topped and then blasted forward. Somewhere in between this time, like I said, I think we come down to 2300 or slightly below. And then we turn next month. On Tuesday, we began to focus on the mining sector. A lot of earnings reports, drilling results coming in this week. And the chart of the GDX, though it took a beating on Monday with the precious metals, was actually hanging in there okay. There are some peculiarities of the chart that should be considered. Because if price turns and heads higher from here, it might head considerably higher. All part of what we discussed Tuesday, April 23rd. GDX, you recognize this chart. This goes back to last September. This very nice double bottom. Remember, we've talked about this, came down to 26 in October, went back up to 31, and then double doinked 26 back in late February, and then soared. All right, so there's a double bottom with a double bottom on the double bottom. Gotcha? You with me? Okay, so that in itself was a very good bottom sign, but I want to draw your attention to little circles here. Okay, we came out of that first low in October, rallied, came down, and then dropped temporarily there in early November. See that? And that it ended up being like an island reversal. Gapped down, went sideways for 2 days, then gapped up. And once we created that island reversal, look, we went from 28 to 32. Well, 15% in a couple of weeks. Okay, see the other circle? The second part of that double bottom of the double bottom in late February? 1 day, gapped down, then gapped up. And went from 26.50 to 30.50, another 15% in a couple of weeks. You with me? All right, look real close at the current chart. See that? The mining share discussion continued on Wednesday the 24th with a look at a chart of the SILJ, the S-I-L-J, that's the silver junior miner ETF, kind of a proxy for the silver miners. Been watching this chart move higher. Of course, it took a beating back on Monday as well. However, it has begun to recover. And that kind of caught our eye and was part of discussion. Again, back on Wednesday, the 24th. Maybe underscoring that a little bit is the SILJ. And that's your final chart of the day. Fourth green candle in a row. Now that's interesting. Green candle tells you there's kind of an accumulation going on during the New York Stock Exchange session. A green candle means you closed higher than where you opened. Okay, it doesn't mean that you're up on the day. You can have a green candle and still be down the day, still just down 5 cents, but the candle is green. Why? Because so far, at least as I, when I printed this chart, we are higher than where we opened on the Silge. Four straight green candles. Notice on the left-hand side of this chart, all the red candles. It's just getting dumped, just shit on from the 1st of January all the way through February, right? Whether, how many green candles are there? About 10, 12? Then on the way up, really nice green candles. So again, I find this encouraging. I find it encouraging it's holding above 1060 as well. A breakdown of the Silge and a close below 1060, and all of a sudden we're talking 960. And if you're trading, you know, it's AG or any of the other silver miners, that'd be a warning sign. You might want to take some profits or whatever. But for now, this is kind of encouraging. So again, connecting all the dots. Copper keeps going higher. Green candles in the Silge. I like the chances of silver trading back higher. Maybe Friday, next week. We'll see. And back to the GDX we turn on Thursday the 25th. Big day for the GDX. Because of the strength in Newmont, which represents almost a 1/8 weighting in the entire ETF, Newmont up big on Thursday, so the GDX was up big as well. So it's a little distorted to the upside, but that's okay. We'll take it. The GDX now green on the week after that beating that it took back on Monday. Now we'll see if it can hold that through Friday. So you might want to check Friday's close. But during our Thursday podcast, it was a topic of discussion, and here's how it went. And okay, so I'm excited about copper, thus optimistic about the metals. You know what else I'm optimistic about? Look at the chart of the GDX. Again, exaggerated somewhat because of the move in Newmont, but who cares? Whatever. Resistance in December, in there between 32 and 32.50. Support in April at 32 to 32.50. Back above its 20-day moving average. Back now green on the week. Closed last Friday, 34.07. Closed today, 34.31. And very close to a new closing high for this move and for this year, obviously. Previous high close back on April the 11th, 2 weeks ago today, 34.45. Boy, I tell you what, you tack this on tomorrow, get some good news out of AEM and some others tonight. Tack on more tomorrow with a rising metals price. What a great looking weekly candle that'll be. And as we wrap up the week on Friday, April the 26th, the biggest story today is not the PCE data. It is the rapidly falling and weakening Japanese yen. You'll see it displayed as the USDJPY, and a rising value, as you see on this chart, equates to a weakening yen. Now, that has all sorts of implications, and this number above 157 is the weakest the yen has been versus the dollar since May of 1990, 34 years ago. Among the implications, what does this mean for the Chinese yuan, which is pegged to the U.S. dollar and, by extension, getting stronger? Well, the Chinese don't want that. Puts the People's Bank of China in a bit of a bind as well. Will they be forced to devalue the yuan because of what's going on in the yen? Well, we'll see about that. That's big picture stuff. For today, though, the yen represents almost 14% of the dollar index. So if the yen's getting weaker, the dollar's getting stronger, the COMEX trading machines see the dollar getting stronger, and they dump COMEX digital gold and COMEX digital silver. So we're not having the best day to wrap up the week, but big picture, we'll see how it trades from here. Next week promises to be volatile as well. We've got the May FOMC meeting concluding on Wednesday with Fed lines and a Jerry Powell press conference. Then, of course, next Friday is your next edition of the BLSBS. So we got all kinds of volatility to come. I hope you are paying close attention. A great way to keep your attention focused on the precious metals is a subscription to TF Metals Report. Stop by our site, tfmetalsreport.com. A subscription, very affordable, and your best way to stay on top of things. So please check us out. Again, tfmetalsreport.com. Have a great weekend, everyone.